Chairman Hank Suvos, Bush Party Touching Members, January 27, 1982, on Wednesday.
Tayswiss, you care for good politics. Kero shall tear a fair connection. Good for Namish shall only tear a connection. Ugly watch a yea, you tear a hanoa saye. We tear a team meets with the young. Kayidi to a Scotton with Mayway with Svatir Lichers Day. The Lula Blotz's Day. I will shall only tear a Hayid Kla or Loy. Whom we to a Savon in the Mechai. So here we have a discussion between Rav Pape and Rav Pope. So, Rav Pape said that when Rav Yudeh was Matir, Bilas Mitzvah and Yom Tev, it didn't mean just Yom Tev, not Shabbos. It just happened, the Shaila happened on Yom Tev. But the same thing is true with Gabi Shabbos, because it's a Dovah Shem Yisrab. But Rav Pape is Chelik Rav Pape. And Rav Pape says, no, be Yom Tev it's Mutter, but be Shabbos it's Oster. So Rav Pape said to Rav Pope, Monefshe, if you say that on Shabbos is also, so it goes involved in Nisan Elohe, so why are you matter at Yom Tev? Obviously because of Yitegir. Yitegir should be Chabur Yitegir, but the Ramesh will be Yitegir. El Mata Muta Vas is Mugma Vion. The Yitegir should be Chabur Yitegir, but the Ramesh will be Yitegir. What's Mugma? Mugma means, if somebody makes incense on Yom Tov, so there is a machloket between Rabbi Gamliel and the Chachomim in the Mishnah in Beitzeh as to whether it's muta to make incense on Yom Tov or not. Now, the Mishnah that contains on the days in Beitzeh says as well: Apu amar shleish advar, rehok mechatzis apu. That's Rabbi Gamliel. Mechabdim b'isamikes u'manichim esamud b'abiyon. U'beisim dimikulet lo yopsochim v'chachom neisim. All right, the other yonim do not concern us at this moment. But one of the three things that Rav Gamliel was chelik al chachomim was in connection with mugna. So then the Gemara says, Elo yitmahoche itma. The fourth line from the end of Yom. That for days and days. Omar Abbasi, Machle Keslo Riyak, Avolitme Ost. In other words, the Machle Kes between Rav Gamliel and the Chachoni is so that Rav Gamliel is Matir, and Chachoni asked to make Mugmea, so that's only when you make Mugmea, you make incense for the purpose of producing a fragrance, Lo Riyak. Lo Riyak. So then, Rav Gamliel is Machia, and Chachomim Aser in Lo Riyak. But suppose you make Mugmea, but suppose Avolitme is awesome. So in other words, suppose you want to do it in the Keli in order to produce a good smell in the Keli. So that is certainly awesome. So, why? Because if Rav Gamliel is only Mati, Rav Gamliel is only Mati Lo Riyach, because Lo Riyach is a Tzanur Sagup. So the Mele, it's like Yechon Nefesh. Mashiach, if the purpose of the incense is not to produce a good fragrance, so that the people in the house would be able to be a Riyach, but it's in order to produce a good smell in the kelim, not that the person should be able to smell. So that's certainly not Yechon Nefesh. So even Rav Gamliel would be made that it is awesome. But when is there a machlekes between Rav Gamliel and Chachomim if the purpose is Lo Riyach? So Rav Gamliel is Matila, and the Chachomim ask. The Chachomim ask. And we pass the Lagi Chachon. So he has the Kashi, so Rav Pape, Estra Pope, my day. Miteich, so it's called Chabur Mitzirech, Kutzadam Mishul Mitzirech, Elo Miato, Mutalaser, Mugna Biyonte. Why do the Chachonim say that Mugna is Oser Anyonte? That Mugna is Oser Anyonte? So, but you should say, just as you say, Mitech Shehutra Chabur Lutzera, Shchit, because Nisham, Yisutra Name, Shalom Lutzera, so here too, it should be Mutter, Mitech Shehutra Chabur Lutzera, you are allowed to cook on Shach and Yom Tev, so remember, Hutra Name, and you need to make a fire in order to cook, so Hutra Chabur Lutzera, Hutra Name Shalom Lutzera, Amalei, Olecha Makom, Asher Yochel Lechol Nefesh, דבר עשו ולחומץ. דבר עשו ולחומץ. Now, so, the question is, we should first learn the cases or not, or muta, lasu, muta, and then the cases we can show from there. It's better for understanding the student. So this is the kasha, vi tema, li vi tei nama tikshe, vi chui sova da muna mitelich, vod haimi li bisiru ochel. Bisils, there is a machlik between Mishal and Bisilel, whether it's good that you allow it in the Mishnah Sarabi, is the Torah, to be used for Kriyas HaTorah and Yom Tov. Bisham, I say it's also to carry out, is the Torah in the Mishnah Sarabi. Because it's not Yich Levesh. And Bisils say that it's good that you carry out, is the Torah in the Mishnah Sarabi. Why? It's not Yich Levesh, Kriyas HaTorah, but Miteich Shehutro, Ehitzoye, you're allowed to carry out bread, meat, food articles, and Yom Tov in the Rishis Rabbi. So Hutro Namishul Yitzera. So most Rishayim say that we only say Mitech Shehutro Yitzor Yitzera, Hutro Namishul Yitzera, if there is Yitzera Chayim, let's say Kriya Sator, and Yom Tov, so it's Yitzera Chayim. But if there is no Yitzera Chayim, but it's a double pashut, I mean, of course, we pass for like Bisila, that we say that Allah help me take. So what does Rav Papi want from Rav Papi? He says, according to you, Rav Papi, that Bilas Mitzvah and Shabbos is us. And it's only Mutter and Yom Tov. And Shabbos is us there because it involves in Allah. The Allah of Chabure. So why is it Mutter and Yom Tov? Because of Mitzvah. Since Chabure, it was Nishome, was Mitzvah, by Shchites, Behemo, and Yom Tov. So the tongue of the first Nishome, Chabure is also Mutter, is here of Yom Tov. So if we do say Mitzvah, so then Mutter should be Mutter. Why do Chachamim say that Mutter is Osea? Mutter is Osea. So the question is, he can ask the same kashe against himself too. There is definitely a loch of Mitzvah. We still say that we say Mitzvah, that it's mutter to carry out this in a Torah and the Rishis Rabbi for Kriyas HaTorah because of Mitzvah. So Mitzvah should be mutter. Why does he direct his kashe against Rav Papa? He can direct this, the same kashe against himself. Bin Tema Rundi Name Tikshir Chuyisor Lamun HaMitzvah or Taimu Nibisiru Hochel Bin Yish Reima Shor Yosei Beya Bin Taimu Nibisiru Mishin Nero Vintzoy Kid Yosal Gedai Tuch Meikor Bebeitz Ato Dav Dirosom Torim Alo Yilmel Rav Papa Lushmiel Yilmel Rav Papa Lushmiel. Because there is the Gemara there that could raise the Mishnah, the case of love. We shall be able to meet him with his support, with his own place, but here we should have to be seal material. The seal material. So Tony Tani coming up into the Rabdine, Hashir Hadiris, the Dolly beyond the break, Omalay, even though an Aero is called a Colonel, so there is no Hashir Asodon involved. In an Aero, still it's mutter to be matched with an Aero Sidoban. Omalei domalochmane. So it's still. So it's high bounties. So the coming of Tramba is Ladina Shekha Dios Dom beyond the plate. Why? Because there is no Yechonevesh in all. Omalei domalochmane, Bishamayi. Damra Yamuna Mitech Shitra Tzeo Mitzera, Kutunam Shul Mitzera. Dibisira, Pramra Mitech Shitra Tzeo Mitzera, Kutunam Shul Mitzera, Hochanam Mitech Shutro. Shchito Yitzirech, Kutronami Shere Yitzirech, Maskech Lov Rabe, Mimai Bishama Yitzirech, Bhok Lige, Dio Medeiro Vitzoyer Yishabez, Vitzoyer Yitzoyer Yontek, Kom Yitzirech, Mar Sova, Eiro Vitzoyer Yishabez, Vitzoyer Yontek, Dez Vitzirel, Umar Sova, Eiro Vitzoyer Yishabez, Vein Eiro Vitzoyer Yontek. So how do you know that the time of Vitzirel is because of Mitech? Kidichsi, ויש ציו מאסן בתיך מי בשבת בשבת סין יום תפרי מסקי פרי רב יסי אלו מעטו ליפוי כו בעבוני so if it is based upon the fact that we still hold the Yisrael Mitzoye doesn't apply to Yonte because of the Posik Yiyomiyom. So that implies the Shabbos saved on the play. So then the Siro should not only mention that it's Muda to carry out a Rue, this is a Torah, a Kotlin Roshes Rabin. The Siro should say it's Muda to carry out stones in Roshes Rabin. And the fact is that the Siro say in the Mishneh it's Muda to carry out a Rue, it's a Torah, a Kotlin. It doesn't say stones. So apparently it's based upon the Aloha of Miteich. So if it is Panorah of Miteich, it must involve the Tzer Chayei. So by Avonim there is no Tzer Chayei. By Ruef, Tzivatoro, Kotl, there is Tzer Chayei. Elo Menulikuk by Avonim. Shema Menor Vitzoy Shal Yitzir. The Akadir and Sova. The Miteich Shal Utcho Yitzoy Yitzir. Utcho Name Shal Yitzir. The Tone Tame Kamed Rabiich. Hamibashe Yodidanoshe. Hamibashe Yodidanoshe. Bichol of Biyonte. The Ochle Lake Homish, Lake Mishim Vashal D, the Lake Mishim Echel D, the Lake Mishim Vashal was of the Holo, the Lake Mishim Echel was of the Holo, the Lake Mishim Abel of Javo, Omari Pukton Libro, Abel Bishle Mishne, Vintinsle Mishne, Bishamahi, Yamuno, Yamuna Mitechu to its own Mitzera, Putnam Zera, Hokaname, Yamuna Mitechu to Abor Mitzera, Putnam Mishu Mitzera. Dibisila, Kimi the Amrila Mitechu to its own Mitzera, Putnam Mishu Mitzera, Hokaname, Mitechu to Abor Mitzera, Putroname, Shaloi Mitzera. So Rabbe assume that the machlekes between Shaman and Israel is not an union of Miteich. Everybody agrees we do not say Miteich. But why would Israel say that it's Muda to carry out the Zivator, a Rule, a Kotna Vishisarabi, my own thing? Because a Yuvi Tzoye in Shabbos, they may Yuvi Tzoye beyond there. Why should there be a difference after all? Shabbos and Yom Teh. So it's the same. Whatever is Osir, whatever Meloche is Osir on Shabbos, is also a Yom Tev, except that on Shabbat, a Yom Tev there is a heter of Yechon Nefesh, but except for Yechon Nefesh. So, why should there be a difference? That's the Mishneh Megillah. Ein be Yom Tev ni Shabbos, elo melechet Yechon Nefesh belad. So why should there be a difference? Because they have a Pasuk in Yom Yom. Bisitziu maso mi bateichem mi ma Shabbos. So, bisil darshin, davke vi ma Shabbos. But the Yom Tev, the reason, is there a tzoye at all? This is how Rabbi said. And then the Gemara, Rabbi Yisef, is chilikam Rabbi. And of course, the Maskon of the Gemara is not like Rabbi. So Tesis says, Tesis Kashi was, what does Rav Papa want from Rav Poppe? He can direct the same Kashi against himself too, because this he'll say Mitei. So Tesis Peretz is, no, Rav Papa held like Rabbi. That the reason is why we see our Matia, Hitzoya and Yom Tev, because Eul Hitzoya and Shabbat is also Yom Tev. So he doesn't have to direct the Kashi against himself, but he's directing the Kashi against Rav Poppe. You say you are Mitzvah and Shabbat is Isosa, and Yom Tev is Mutter, so it's obviously it's on the basis of Mitzvah. So the male Mugma should also be Mutter. Why do the Chachonim say in the Mishnah in Beitze that Mugma is Osir on Yom Tev? All right. That's one point. So Yesh Lila should say that the time of the Zion is in the Nero Bitzoye, he was a title of the Nikore, the debates. Ah, but also for the Chalonim Rahoyle. ואיביש רימה, שוי עושה עבר, הוא תחוש עלו מצירה, ובלבד עידו רוגיר, לא חפוריך, וזה ינרוד וטווי מימות, וזה ינרוד וטווי מימות. So in other words, that Rav Papa, the second presentation is, that Rav Papa also agrees with Rav Yisei, that the reason is why we still say it's mutar to carry out his vatoe ule bikot in Rosh Ramayonte because of the aloha of Miteich. But Papa assumed that the aloha of Miteich only applies to Yidobar Ologi. Mashenkein, Bilas Mitzvah, that's not the Ologi. But since Rav Papa says that he said to him, Mele, but Bilas Mitzvah is Mutter according to Rav Papa because it doesn't involve him a lot. But Rav Papa says that that Birasnitze, that Birasnitze is Osraja. He doesn't love more. And still I don't believe his mutter. And here it's not in the world of Birasnitze. And still Rav Pope applies the law of Miteir. So according to Rav Pope, the law of Miteir applies even to something that is not Rogel. So if so, Mutner is not Rogel, but it should be Mutter. No? Law of Pope is a Rogel thing. So what did Rav Pope answer him? So Rav Pope answered him, Omalei, Olech, Omakro, Asha, Acha, Shayochel, Chonefesh, Dover, Ashovel, Chonefesh. And mukmer, in other words, is a luxury. It's not something that is coming to the average person. The average person doesn't indulge in this kind of a luxury of making incense in order to be able to have a fragrance, to smell a fragrance. So and the Torah was matri chomefesh. Rav Pope says the Torah was only matri. The Torah was only matri. Dobra shovel chomefesh. Oh, that's why a mukmer is not shovel chomefesh. Mashein kim biras mitzve, he shovel chomefesh. Omale rabachet, rei drobel rabashe, omate mitamu rei tzvi biyonte, hoi ubi shovel chomefesh, hochanam gozom mishchate. The average person doesn't eat a tzvi. So he gave him a very simple teret. Omale, ano dobra atzivu chomefesh kamimu. Tzvi tzor chomefesh hu. I mean, the Torah was not matir or melechas in chomefesh. If the meloche itself is not shavu chomefesh, but if the meloche that is involved is shavu chomefesh, except that the average person eats a behemoth, he doesn't eat a chayo, he doesn't eat a tzvi, and this person wants to eat a tzvi, but it's the same meloche, shchite is shchite. What difference does it make? So the melech consider shavu chomefesh. Omalei, ano dobor atzor lalatis, v'chonevish kamim, u'tzvi tzor v'chonevish, v'chei v'yech, it's also shod v'chonevish. V'kosho l'vi, v'yoma v'sefer, v'yiz v'yitze, ma'u l'yur v'saneya, v'yitnei dobor atzor. In other words, because it's also l'shamish v'tose, v'yitnei yir aneya, so the Gemara has an abaye, when the Ramyonte, it's muta v'yitnechav l'neya, in order that it should be able to be l'shamish v'tose, Now the question is, now there is our law of Miteir. So, and there is our law. And as long as it's Shavu L'chol Nefesh, so Mimele, we apply the law of Miteir, the law of L'chol Nefesh and the law of Miteir. And here in this Gemara it appears that Bilas Mitzvei Shavu L'chol Nefesh. So why does the Gemara answer Kibu Aneya Mitnei Tashmish Amito? So Teisa says V'yesh Lei Asa Tutot V'yesh Lei Ma V'hochet Davke V'bilo V'sheino V'mitzvei V'hanetzir Af Mitzvei Sayei Avol Shor Bilas Ein Kol Kach Tzir Chayei Ein Kol Kach Tzir Chayei. So the first direction Teisa distinguishes between Bilas Mitzvah, so Mele, it's considered a tzera chayei, so Mele it's mutea, but Shor Bilas is not, so time is not of the essence, so Mele it's not considered tzera chayei, and it's not considered a chavu chomech. Leid yish leina, the kibu haneya mitni dobaracher, havik mui machshir, da afilu beichunetesh osa, vichay muchachosom, Dipori halo, nihodi tani, di mechabi, es habikes kibish un sashin abalis, un chame ahir ab yudei, di shove machshire yechonefesh, ki ko amine li rabon. Ki ko amine li rabon. So Teisa says that in of an ame, if let's say, if the meloche had been yechonefesh itself, not machshirim, so then it would be mutter. But kibu anei is not the tzirah rechonetesh. It's only machshir because there is a loche that also nishamish mitosei bifnei ranea. So mimele, this is something that prevents it. So it's only machshirim. Now the loche in machshirim, the loche in machshirim is that, that na Minhag de Rabbonon. There is a machlokes between the Rabbonon and the Rabbi Yehuda. There is a machlokes. Suppose you have to be misaki in the tunnel, and you have to fix the tunnel, to be given all the calling in order that the tunnel should function well. Now, what kind of meloche does it involve? Dreifas tunnel? That's makbitatish, ma meloche. Suppose you have to file in saki, because the saki is not sharp enough to call the boss up, and you have to file. So, it's a meloche. What kind of meloche is it? Tikkun keilah, makabi patish. Are you allowed to do it on Yom Kippur? Now, that's not Yichon Nefesh itself. Yichon Nefesh itself means cooking, baking, shechting. So, it's a meloche that is done in the food article. Basheimke, Tzrichas HaTamo, Ashchozas HaSakim. So, that's not done in the Neichel. It's a hechsher. It's a hechsher to the Neichel. So there is a machlokes between the Rabbonon and the Rabbi Yehuda and the Reis Lev. According to the Rabbonon, so when the Torah says that the Yichon Nefesh is muter, it only applies to Yichon Nefesh itself. But the machshirim of Yichon Nefesh doesn't apply. And Rabbi Yehuda says it applies even to machshirim of Yichon Nefesh. So the Gemara that from Chesom and Beis and Beis says, דור השרפי בניסי מרב יסף, איך הוצא כשני דימו ואיך הוצא כשני יוצא, ואיך הוצא לסתן מקרא עם יונטד, ולמחלק את המילים רבונון, ניתן לי עם יונטד משבס ולכן נפש בבד, רבי למעט רב מחשיר איך הוא נפש, מה איתן לניתן לכאן הוא מקחו לבד יוצא לוחם, איך הוא נפש, הוא גבול מחשירו, ורב יהודה אומר, רב יהודה אומר כל לוחם, לוחם לכל צחיכם, לוחם לכל צחיכם, But the question is, Vidach Name, Oksiv Hu, so who should imply who will Machshiro? So how can Rav Yehuda say that if Machshir Yichon Nefesh Amuter Anonteh? So Omaloch, Ksiv Hu, Ksiv Lachem. So on one hand, who implies who will Machshiro? On the other hand, Lochem implies Chol machs, chol tzachichem, im machshire. Vloi kashi, kam li machshire im shef shol asis omer avyonte, kam li machshire im shiyef shol asis omer avyonte. So according to Rav Yehuda, machshire im shiyef shol asis omer avyonte, let's say, suppose the sakim broke, let's say, am yonte itself, he couldn't have fixed it before yonte, so then it's muta to fix it. But if the sakim broke, before Yom Tov, he had an opportunity to fix it, to be mashpil the sakim, to be mashpil the sakim. Erev Yom Tov, so then Rabbi Yehuda is made. Anyway, there is a machleket between Rabbanan and Rabbi Yehuda as to whether machshirin sheni efshel aseiso me'erev Yom Tov are the mutav Yom Tov or the not mutav Yom Tov. So here the Gemara is an abaye. Here is the Gemara abaye. Boim nei gedacht, von diesem Land. Wo ich mir aber beim Mord, immer bei dem Mauer, wo ich dann eben zur Verrache her. Oma, wei, öfter bei Sache her, immer bei Sache mal. Öfter lass es mich hitze, ich lass mich hitze mal. Öfter mich frisa kehle, ich will kehle mal. Oma, wei, Jose, Isre, in Chabin es hat wikes in Loches, aber auch, wie bist du, so ich sage, na bei, ich habe dir, Mutter, so you see that it's mutter to be mechaber meir in order it shouldn't become, there shouldn't be smoke, or that there shouldn't be mutter, but here is omalei, I hear a beauty. So, in other words, that is a little bit of beauty. Ki kwa mine that machshirin of ech nefesh is mutter. So, ki nishash na deo is considered like machshirin of nefesh. Ki kwa mine that it's also mechaber meir v'racher, anole rabon. Anole rabon. Alright, this is the Gemara. So Jesus says, "Wait, we should not be keep on here. We do not have it in the machshir. That is the chonef eshosa. According to the Rabbanu Talmud, the chibuch hachosom, the kol chalu amod itani, the mechavim mesabikes, kiddi shorisa shen abayis, umsham yahur em yudim, vishom em machshir chonef esh. He kamina le Rabbanu." In other words, the first lashon in Tesis is that only the last mitzvah is considered shavur chonef esh. Mashiach Kinen Yad Abiyeh is not considered Shavur Chonefesh. And that is like movement. The second Teretz is that every Biyeh is considered Shavur Chonefesh. But the reason as to why the Gemara says that it's also a Chabis is a Neyam Tnevaracher, because Kibra Neyam is not a Chonefesh, it's not even the Tzir Chayim itself, but it's Machshiri. So just some Mele, according to Rabbanon, so we see from this Hesves, one chiddush, this is mashma from the Gemara in Beitzi. Now there is a machleke between Rabbanan and Rabbi Yude as to whether machshir echu nefesh is muter or machshir echu nefesh is not muter and muter. But the same machlekes would apply to the halacha of miteich. According to Rabbi Yude, that machshir echu nefesh is muter and muter. So even if it's not machshir echu nefesh, but it's machshirim of another tzirah chayim. Is also muta, according to Rabbi. Mashiachin, according to the Rabbanon, that machshirim of the chumevesh itself is also hayon. Midrashe. So how could machshirim of another tzir chayim be muta? So there the Gemara says that it's also a little bit sameya, a little bit the Rabbanon. So it's also a little bit sameya, a little bit the Rabbanon with midovaracher, because. In other words, that means a little bit of Judea, so with Raisi, it's mutter to be Mechabed the Neir, with Nidovaracher. Why? Because since Machshirim of Echo Nefesh is mutter, and Yontef with Raisi, so Mimele Machshirim of another Tzir Chayei, so should also be mutter. Now, Bie is a Tzir Chayei, even if it's not the last mitzvah, according to the second Roshim Tesis. So, and the Kibra Neir, that's Machshirim of the Tzir Chayim. So this is why the Gemara says that it's also the Mechaber Neir. Because Kibra Neir, Mechaber Varacher, have it for Machshirim. Now, this is how Tesis explains the Gemara. Now, there is a Tshuva in the Meshiv Dovah by the Netziv to his son, Reb Chaim Darin, a very remarkable Tshuva. And the Meshiv Dovah explains this Gemara according to the Rambam. According to the Rambam. Now, we see the Rambam certainly could not explain this Gemara in Suves like Tesis. Because according to Tesis, the reason is why Rav Papa asked the Kashi against Rav Papa. How can he say that the last mitzvah is muter anonte and was ran Shabbos? It is also ran Shabbos, so it involves in Lord. Why is it muter anonte? Because of miteir. So mutma should be muter and chachon say mutma is also. So the Rapoke said that the reason is why mutma is also because it's not chove lichon nefesh. It's not chove lichon nefesh. That's why. Mashiach ki the last mitzvah is chove lichon nefesh. So that means now, and what did Rav Papa assume? So there are two Teretz Mitesis. One Teretz Mitesis is that Rav Papa held like Rabbe, that the reason why we feel our matia to carry out this Vatora and Rosh Hashanah is because Eru Vitzoyer is Shabbos and Eru Vitzoyer is Yom. And the second heresy is that Rav Papa also agreed that the reason is why the Sila Amata to carry out the Zivatora and Lulev, a Kotner which is Rabin, is because of Viteich. But he held that Viteich only applies to a double order. Now, since we pass that it's not like Rabin, but like Rav Yisrael, that Yeshe will be Tzoyer, beyond that, so then we must say that according to us, the reason is why it's mutar to carry out the rule of the material copy is because of the aloch of Miteich. So, Mimele, we cannot pass the life of Papa, but we have to pass the life of Papa. Because according to Tesis Shah, the reason is why it's mutar to be made a rule of the Torah, a cotton of the Rabbi, is not because of Miteich, according to Rav Papa, according to Tesis. But it's because of Eru Vitzoyer Yonke, Vivre Shabbos, Eru Vitzoyer Yonke. And we passed that the reason is why it's mutter to carry out the Mulev is because of the Teir. So maybe we cannot pass the life of Pape, but we have to pass the life of Pope. Now, but the Rambam mentions, now, and the reason is why. The reason is why Mugmer is also according to Rav Pope, is because it's natural chonech. But let's see how the Rambam passes this din in Beitze, that Mugmer is also. Why is Mugmer also? Machlekes Loria. Peridale, Milkas Yomtev, Halocha Vov. Peridale, Milkas Yomtev, Halocha Vov. Ein Miashmi, Vikteres Yomtev. Mugmer, that's Kteres, incense. Ein Miashmi, Vikteres Yomtev, Lipnei Shehu Mechabe. So the reason, because what do you do when you make incense? You take spices and you put it upon Gehovi. So when you take the spices and you put them on Gehovi, so you do two things. Actually, it involves two more. First of all, you burn the spices. And then, when you place something upon Gehovi, so that reduces the flame of the Gehovi. So you are Mechabe the Gehovi. Because kibbutz doesn't mean that if you extinguish the fire completely. The Gemara in Chisa says that if you are mechatzim the cholim, you have the cholim one on top of the other, and then you switch them around. So then, by stirring the cholim, so the heretofore upper the cholim, so upper the cholim become nirvan, and the heretofore lower the cholim, so they become avir. So you are mavir on it. So why? So when you put the spices under the holy, so it involves two lochas. Number one, it involves the loch of avore, the spices. And then it involves a kibu of the holy. Because when we had nothing under the holy, so then it burned with a relatively big flame. Now when you put the spices under the holy, so you crush the flame. And it now starts burning with a smaller flame. So the Rambam says that the reason is why the Chachomim as a mugmer and yontev, not because it's natural chonekesh, but because it involves mechav. And the Kol the Biur Agro in Shulchan Aruch Erechaim Lukas Yontev points out that according to the Rambam, Kibu is also even mitzvah chonech, because you see the Ramot paskins that suppose the pot is standing on the fire. You cook something on the fire, and the flame is too big, otherwise it will become a little burn if you keep that flame. And you want to reduce the price, to make it smaller, because it's necessary for the proper cooking of the Eichel, that it should be cooked on a smaller plate. So the Rambam paskens it's mutar, because that's Eichel Nefesh. So just as Eichel, as Avori is mutar, it's Eichel Nefesh. Kibbutz is also mutar, it's Eichel Nefesh. The Rambam shita is, you cannot reduce the plate because of Eichel Nefesh itself. You cannot reduce. So, in other words, and the Rambam says, in Perek Daled Hilchos Yom Tov, Halach Evor, אם יאשנו בכתרס ויום תפת נשו מחבא, ואפילו לא ריאר בו, ויצורך לימא, ליגמר הסבייס, וסקיר עם שוס. So it's not because it's not שווה כל נפש. Now, הפופס says in our Gemara, that the reason is why ליגמר is also there, because it's not שווה כל נפש. Olecho, omachro, ashayoche, lechonefesh, tova, shalochonefesh. So the Rambam, we see the Rambam does the task like a puppet. So obviously the Rambam tasks like a puppet. Like a puppet. Now, according to this pshat, Rav Pape, according to Rav Pape, so the reason is why it's mutar to be made to Eruleh, an Yonke. The reason is why it's mutar to be made to it's good that it makes a rule of a Sivatoro, a Kotna Yomtev, is because according to Rapape, because Eru Vitzoyo Yomtev, Mishabes, Eru Vitzoyo Yomtev. But the Rambam Paskins, that the reason, Shabbos, Imoso is of Yontef, Shalomit Rachil Eleiki, Chutz min Ayutsoye, Yoshus Roshus, Viavor, Shemitech Shehutro Yitsoye, Yontef, Vitzer Rachile, Hutro Shalomit Rachile, Vipich of Muta Yontef, Vizikotten, Oisivato, Oimateach, Vichayetzi Beirum Yoshus Roshus, Vichemuta Lehavir, Apropishen Yitzer Rachil, Ushom Loches, Kol Sheyesh Vitzer Rachile Muta. כי שחיתה ואפילה ומיש וחליץ בן, וכל שאין בן צריך אחילה, עושה, כי נסיבה ואריתם ובינה וחליץ בן. Now, so, the Rambam says that the reason is why it's good to be made to your rule of his evator and cotton which is rabbim and yontef because of Miteich. So you couldn't explain the Gemara like Tate says, because what Tate says, so, there is a machlekes between Rav Pape and Rav Pote as whether Mugmer is also because we don't say Miteich, or Mugmer is also we don't say Miteich altogether, not even by Avore and Mitzoye, and the reason is why it's good that the Meitzi Eluev is if a Torah economy is Rabbi, is because there is no Yisar Mitzoye, altogether. There is no Yisar Mitzoye. So, that's what our focus says. That's what Rav Pape says. And Rav Pape says, because it's not Shavuchol Nefesh, that's why Mugmer is Oseh. Now the Rambam certainly doesn't pass me. The Rambam certainly doesn't pass me that the reason is why Mugmer is Oseh is because it's not Shavuchol Nefesh. So the Rambam has to pass like Rav Pape, not like Rav Pape. But the Rambam couldn't agree with Tesis Pshat, because according to Tesis, The reason is why, according to Rav Pape, it's mutar to be made to Yerule, Vizivator, Ekotnish, Rabin, because Eol Vitzoyu Shabbos, Eol Vitzoyu Shabbos, Eol Vitzoyu Yontef, and the Rambam paskens that Yeish Eol Vitzoyu Yontef, and the reason is why it's mutar to be made to Yerule, Vizivator, Ekotnish, Rabin, is because, for another reason, because of Miteich. So how will the Rambam explain the Gemara? So the Nitzin, the issue of Rav Chaim Meir, so he says as follows. He explains, first of all he says, now, there is a machlekes in the Rashidus Rambam. The Roshna Rambam means, Kol Melocho Shechayom Lo B'Shabbes כל שיש בצרף אחילה מותה, כי השחיתה והפיה ומי שבחייצתם, וכל שאין במצרף אחילה, עושה, כי נמסילה והריתה ובינדן בחייצתם. ועשה מפור שמוסי, ונשאיר את הרב במיינס, ודעלוך הפתיתי חטוויסט או מלוכס. או מלוכס. Provided it is in loche that is usually done on an echt. For example, bishop or ritzoi. So let's say, mitzoye, so many mitzoyes are done. An necho. Let's say when you carry bread, the loaf of bread, you carry oranges, you carry a cake in the Rishis Rabbi. So the meloche of mitzoye is realized an necho nefesh. So the mele, since this meloche is done an necho nefesh, so mitzoye she hutro. Mitzoyer, so hutro, shalom mitzoyer. Let's say you're allowed to carry a lulav too, even though it doesn't involve ichnech. Mashein ki a meloche like binyan or let's say like kibbu. So usually it's not done on an ichnech. Kibbu usually done on an ichnech. Sometimes we can visualize the meloche's kibbu on an ichnech, but usually it's not done in Echon Nefesh. So the Mela sees usually it's not done in Echon Nefesh. So the Aloche of Mitech Shehutcho Echon Nefesh Hutcho Shalom in Echon Nefesh doesn't apply. But the Shittas HaRamba means that the principle of Mitech applies to every Meloche that is commonly done on Echon Nefesh. But the Prichodosh says no. The Shittas HaRamba means the Prichodosh is Mitech Melosh HaRamba. And the Rosh Hashanah means Kol Melocho Shechayovim Molelo Bishabes Imoso Yisav Yomtev Shalom Yitzerech Achille Leike Chutz Na Yitzoyim Yashus Leshus Vavor Shemitech Shehutcho Yitzoy Biyomtev Yitzerech Achille Hutcho Shalom Yitzerech Achille. So he says V'chei Muter Lehavir Afo Pishim Yitzerech Achille U'shom Lochez Kol Shemit Yitzerech Achille Muter Ki Shchite Vafiyah Velishe. So the Pashtus Lashon HaRambam tends to indicate, as the Prichodosh understands the Rambam, that the whole Aloche of Miteir is limited to two melochas, to Yitzoye and to Agor, and no other melocha. No other melocha. It doesn't apply to Bishni. Let's say, suppose you will not be Mivashel. You will not be Mivashel with Zerechon. You'll be Mivashe, let's say you want to perform an experiment. It's Yitzirah Hayev. You have to perform a certain experiment. How, let's say, a certain spice or a certain food out affects a certain person. But you're not cooking it, Yitzirah Hanefesh, to perform an experiment, and let's say this experiment is relevant. It's Yitzirah Hayev. You want to use it for a certain person. So, then we do not say, according to the Rambam, Miteich. Because the whole Aloha of Miteich, according to the Prichodosh, shot in the Rambam, is limited only to two melochas. So, and the Pashtus Haloshi of the Rambam is the way the Prichodosh understands it. But, the question is, does it make sense? Why should the Aloha of Miteich be limited only to Hitzoy and Avoy? Manishtano, Hitzoy Vavor. So the Netziv accepts the sheet of Pshat of the Prichodosh, and he explains as follows. Now we have here in the Gemore, Rabbi, he says that the reason is why the Silo is Matir. Hitzoy Sifator, which is Rabbi, Maulule, Fokot, is because, not because of the Aloha of the Teir. According to Rabbi, there is no Aloha of the Teir. Because it would be Tzoyel in Shabbos and Yom Tzoyel. Why? What's the Mokis? Not the news of this war. It's the news of Kosovo. A Pesach in Yom Yeh. Lo Yisru Tziyu Masam Vateichem B'yim HaShabbos. B'Shabbos Zeyim B'Yom Tefrei. So it's the special news of Kosovo. Now, one second. In respect to Agore, There is a Yerushalmi. So there is a Yerushalmi that mentions the Machlekes. Tesis in Beitze mentions that Yerushalmi. So the Yerushalmi in Beitze mentions the Machlekes Amoroyim. Mao lehadlik neraftole biyonte. What is neraftole? A counterpart of neraftole would be Yorzeitken. Of course, we pass in that it's also one is not allowed to kindle a Yorzeit candle, but in Yerushalmi there is neraftole means covet for Macy. In other words, if we light the candle, and we covet for Macy. So there is a machlekes in Yerushalmi. One says that it's muta, and one says it's osa. One says it's osa because there is no echon nefesh, and there is no tzer chayim either. So why should it be muta? It's not a tzer chayim. A yotzer candle. Or any candle that you light for covet. For covet, suppose a guest comes, an important guest, and you want to be mechabedi by kindling many candles in the house. So it's also like the after. So one mandorma says it's also because there is no tzer nefesh, there is no tzer hayei. There is no tzer hayei. What kind of tzer hayei? There is a mitzvah anointed to kindle a yahrzeit candle. Lulev kvesator, kovet of an erech, that's not a tzer hayei. It's the kovet of the erech, whether it can be yontev or it can be another day. So it's not it's Tzer Hayei.
Dalek Zubos, Alf Shvare Toshim and May, January 25th, 1981, Monday continued.
When he's not Nishab Mamish. But where is Nishab Mamish? So then we cannot say Dovashe Nishab. Here is Nishab Mamish. Matis Mos. So what is the Melochi? The Melochi is he makes the Pesach. By squeezing out all the pus, he forms the Pesach. Lehachnis Lehitzi. Lehachnis Lehitzi. When the doctor squeezes out the pus, what does he intend to do something else other than squeezing out the pus? He's mishaving this way out of us. So it's mishaving manish. But it's the Lohashim Tzvira Dupo. Lohashim Tzvira Dupo has nothing to do with yes kavon and no kavon. So Mother Kedosh is a rabbi and Amchabe is an area because he is chos al the shemen. He wants to save the oil. He wants to save the psilo. He's also the Lohashim Tzvira Dupo. They are certainly mishaving manish. But still Lohashim Tzvira Dupo it is. So if the doctor is not interested in having a Pesach la'chotzu la'chnis la'heitzi, so even though he's mishaven mamish to squeeze out of us, so it's a Dovash and Tzvira Gufo. But how can we call it Dovash and mishaven? How can we call it Dovash and mishaven? That's how Dillah's Kashi in the Kedushin. And then, Tesis in Yume, that one Dalet, says in so many words, that Mapis Murse, or Tzot Tzvi, because he's afraid of the Nochosh. I mean, Tzot Nochosh. He keeps a kele on Gabi Nochosh. So he's afraid that the Nochosh will bite him. So Teisves, in Yume, that one down it says, that's Mishavim Amish. But it's a Nochosh, it's a little before. So that's why it's Muta, Mishim Tzara. So it's Muta, Mishim Tzara, to squeeze out the purse. Even though it's Mamish Mishavim, there's nothing to do with Nochosh and Mishavim. Even if we say, even if we want to assume that Psychasial Yepesley is Mutal Hamdel. So that means, Psychasial Yepesley, I have to wash my hands, I have to eat, I'm the Lord. And I pour water on the grass, I'm the Lord. And by pouring the water on the lawns, I thereby promote the growth of the grass. But it's already halfway, I'm not concerned whether the growth of the grass in my friend, in my neighbor's lawn will be promoted or not, it doesn't concern me. So the melee is a situation of yichlesle. It's a situation of yichlesle. So he's not mishaven to his rea to promote the growth. Imagine in here, he squeezes out the pot. So he's mishaven mamish to squeeze out the pot. That's what he says in Yume Dachon Dalas. So in other words, so there is a machlokes between Teisves in Yume and Teisves in Shemet. According to Teisves in Yume, Matis Murseo, Keitekli, Al Gabi Anochosh, because he wants to prevent the biting by the Nochosh. So according to Teisves in Yume, so it's Mishav Malik. According to Teisves in Shemet, it's in Mishav. But why is it also if not for Tzare, because it's a situation, and even though it's a special thing. But the question is, that's Mishavimah. Now, so, the Bishalevi, I want to apply a certain Bishalevi. The Bishalevi doesn't mention it in connection with Habtaliga's Kasha. But the Bishalevi mentions it in connection with another Kasha. Now, the Mishnah says, implying, Mechik Sus, Mechik Kidalta, Ulvat, so he's having the hamon per hamon, the shomim per shomim. In other words, if their kavone is to be mavriach tamechet. Now, as far as the issue of being mavriach tamechet is concerned, so that's another problem. It's nothing to do with Issa Kwan. So, in other words, we are dealing with the muches, with the tax collector, who is a mailot, as Gemara says. I mean, he collects illegally. He's not authorized to collect. So, the mailot, it's not also to be mavriach tamechet. But then the shayin is, so in order to be Matriya Sameches, so a Jew puts on many garments, a coat, because the tax collector will not enforce a tax on the garment if he sees that the Jew wears it on his back. But that garment has light, it has semel pishdom nachat. So the Mishnah says in line, mech eksus, mech mkidata, in other words, the one who sells the Xus is allowed to put it on in order to be Matriya Lemechus. And the Gemara in Shabbos says that this Mishnah is in accordance with Chavshina and the Dovashim is Chavuzim. So the Bishalevi as the Kashi, it's the beginning of the second phase, that Simen and climbing the Kihana. Whether we say Rukha, Truya, Rukha, Rama, right? So that's it. It's the beginning of the second chiluk. So here's the kashe. How can we apply the halacha of Dorashim Mishavim? Here is Mishavim Amish. What is the Isra Fahim? Ubeget Shabbos Yalo. So in other words, the Isra is an Isra of Mubishe. When he puts it down, his purpose is to evade the tax. But when he puts it down the beget, he puts on a jacket. What is it is having to do? To the lady in the jacket. So now it's is having mamish. So how can we say it's a gosh in his house? So he says, so this already says, and that's the plain text. He says that the Gemara says in the Yevamos that only derech hanoi is osir. Shalui derech hanoi is not osir. Klayim is only muter derech hanoi. But shalui derech hanoi is not mutar. Shalui derech hanoi is not mutar. In other words, suppose it's not the kind of weather you have today. So let's say suppose it's 104 temperature in July, in August, and then you have one heavy jacket, and then you put on another coat, and you have a lot of tzar as a result of putting on that coat. So there is not derech hanoye. So then it's muta. Because where is Levisha's Klayim Oseh? Only when it's derech hanoye. That's the Gemara in Yevamos. If it's not derech hanoye now. So Mele, the reason is to why the Mishnah says, this is what we're talking about. The reason is why the Mishnah says, Mechik Sus Mechim Kidakom, Uvachal is having the Hamad Mechamad. Uvachomim, Uvachomim, is because the Gemara, so the Gemara says in at the end of Ulakam, that it's a little bit of Shimon, that the Rabashim is having his mutter, but the question is, it's not that the Rabashim is having, it's Mishavim Amish. He's not absent minded when he puts on the Beget, he's Mishavim to put on the Beget, but in order to avoid the tax, so it's Mishavim Amish. The answer is, if climate be not selling without the Rahamele, some male, it would be Mishavim Amish. But since there is a lot, in Klein, that it's only yourself if it's Derech HaNoye, and he's not just having Derech HaNoye, Derech HaNoye. 2 years ago, it's not July, years ago, but he's not just having Derech HaNoye. So the main way it's a double shame is hard. So then the question is, maybe it's Tzikreishe, so that Kashi is raised by the shame, so that it's in thesis. Thesis says that we are dealing with the case when the weak know Tzikreishe, and the Ram Chun says that by Yisra Noye, so even Tzikreishe is Mutah, Dola Shem Nishabe. Even Tzikreishe is Mutah. And the Oruch says, because it's Tzikreishe Lir, it's like, whatever. But it's not considered Nishabe Mamesh. Why is it considered Nishabe Mamesh? Even though it's Mamesh Nishabe to be Leivish, because Levisha by itself is not Osa, unless it's Derech HaNoye. And it's not Nishabe that the Levisha should be Derech HaNoye. So then the Beis HaLevi mentions a machlokes between Rashi and Tosfos in Beis. And that's a basic machlokes. In other words, the machlokes between Rashi and Tosfos is when we say the Dorashim is Chavim's Mita. Dorashim is Chavim's Mita. So what does it mean, Dorashim is Chavim? It has to be Mishavim. Does it mean that he has to be Mishavim to do the Maise that constitutes Misa? And as long as he is Mishavim Mamesh to do that Maise, even though he is not Mishavim to the Tsunas of Misa, just to the Maise, so it's considered Mishavim Mamesh, or in order to be considered Mishavim, it's not enough that he is Mishavim to the Maise. He has to be Mishavim to the Tsunas of Misa. Sometimes a person is mishaving to do the Maise, but because of his special aloche, he is not mishaving to the Tzuras Misa. Is it considered mishaving, or it's considered a mishaving? So on that point that Beis HaLevi says, he shows, there is a machlokes between Rashi and Tosfos. That's why it's Gimel in Beis. Now the Gemara in Beis says, Omer Rav Yehuda, Haimi Dote, Milmato Limailo Shor, Milmato Limato Shor, Milmato Limailo Osa, V'chein Biyase, V'chein Deire, V'chein Kuriye, V'chein Chusi. So what does Rav Yehuda say? What does Rav Yehuda Rav Yehuda says, Midote means he had lots of wood. And he wanted, let's say, to arrange a yonke, the lots of wood near the stove, that the lots of wood should be available for him whenever he needs them as fuel for the stove, for the furnace. So he puts one log of wood, then he puts another log of wood near the stove, and another log of wood, in order that they should be available for him whenever he needs them as fuel. So Milmayo Milmato is good. He can first put up the avi, one log of wood, and then as he holds this log of wood, so assume that this is a log of wood, and I'm holding it by avi. I'm not doing it anymore. So I take another log of wood, and I hold it. Then I take another log of wood, and I hold it. And then I take another log of wood until I put down on the floor the lowermost log of wood. So that's put up, because that's not the idea. That's not the idea. When a person builds and everything, the building, he doesn't start from the top. He starts from the bottom. So in Melee, when it's a Melee Kedinian, if he starts from the bottom, so no matter my resource, to put the first round of wood on the floor, and then the second one, and then the third one, that's awesome. It's Melee Kedinian. It's not being managed, it's not being managed.
But it won't matter if I start from the top and go down. The chayvei is saying, let's say, you have to lay out eggs. So, to put one million of eggs, let's say on the table, one box of eggs on the table, and then on top of that another box of eggs. So it's also, because it's not a million, but suppose I put one box of eggs, and then I put another one below it, and then another one, the Maromata is muta, because it's not now the kingdom. So Rashi says, now Rabbi Yude paskins like, Rabbi Yude Damere paskins like Rabbi Yehude, that's the Gemara in Shabbos, like Rabbi Yehude the Tanit, the Dorashim is having Zosan Halakereko. So Rashi says, the reason is why Rabbi Yude says that we do it in basic. So then it's muter even to arrange the large of wood or the boxes of eggs. Also. Why, what do you say? It's Mazik Dunya? No, he's not Mishavik. Is that this how? So Teisus is Masik on Rashi. Teisus says, how can we apply the halacha of Dovashim Mishavim? Here is Mishavim Amish. What is the Isa? What is the Masik Dine? Arranging the logs of wood from the bottom to the top. He is Mishavim when he puts one log of wood on the floor, then the second one on top of it, then the third one on top of it, and then the fourth one on top of it. Isn't he mishavim to arrange it that way? So is mishavim mamish. So how can we say that according to Rav Shimon, so even no matter what my way. So, what is it? So what is the machlekes between Rashi and Tisus? And Tisus says, I mean, that's the plain pshat. In other words, what's the teretz on Tisus Rashi? What's the teretz? So, the Rashi Shita is that Dovah Mishavim, it's not enough if he's Mishavim to do the act that results in a certain Tzura. He has to be Mishavim to the Tzura Zerisa. He has to be Mishavim to the pattern of this. Now, here, if the Melocha had been just arranging logs of wood or boxes of eggs, your mother and my then it will be considered Mishavim Amish. There is no such law. There is a Melech's meaning. All right, so, of course, Midraise, it doesn't involve opinion. But Midrabonon, if it's Merz, it can be then, if it looks like an edifice. So Midraise, Sosea, Midrabonon, as they. But, so, the Tzura Seisa consists in the fact that it's Merz, it can be. It's not me. Is he mishaving should look like a bien? He's not mishaving should look like a bien. But he's mishaving to do that mice, which results in a certain pattern. It's a result. So, Teisa Shiti is that in order to be considered mishaving mamish, all that is necessary is that he should be mishaving to do the mice. Not that he should be mishaving to the tzura service. So, that's mishaving mamish. Rashi Shiti is not. According to Rav Shimon, Dovashim Mishavim is Mita. And when is it also only when it's Mishavim? So even if he is Mishavim to the Maise, that results in a certain pattern, a certain Tzura, as long as he's not Mishavim to the Tzura Shemisa, to the Tzura Samloche, what's the Tzura Samloche? The Tzura Samloche is the Merzik Ebiyah. Is he Mishavim that it should look like an edifice, like a Ebiyah? No. But he's Mishavim to do that Maise, which results in a certain tzura. So according to Teisus, it's considered mishavim. According to Rashi, briefly, according to Rashi, mishavim means not just mishavim to do that maizu, that physical act, but he should be mishavim to the whole tzura Allah, to the tzura sins. According to Teisus, even if he is not mishavim to the tzura Allah, as long as he is mishavim to the physical act that results in the maizu nisea, so the Mele, without being mishavim to the Tzura Seisah, so it's considered mishavim on it. Then there is another kashi on this kashi. It's a mishavim, but it's a creation. So then we have to give the other parents that it's kashi, which is what? That when we say it's a creation, is osea only if you cannot do it without resulting in war. But if you can be mizawe b'tipin, that is without affecting the kibbutz. So even if you are mizawe b'tipin gasolines, and you do affect the kibbutz, so it's still not sufficient. Now here, it's possible to build the same edifice, the same so-called edifice, to arrange the logs by starting milmailo lemato. So milmailo, even if he does it, milmato lemailo, it's not sufficient. So on top of that, we have to apply the Rashi Shita Lishitose, is one. All right. So that is my question. So milmailo, he says, according to Rashi, so milmailo, there is no kashya, because Mechik Sus is Mechik Kidarta. Why? Because the Rashi is having the Gemara says in Balatani. That Mishnah calls it Hashina, who says that the Rashi is having is Mutan Batrekele. But the question is, but is Mishad Mamish to the Levi? So according to Rashi, in view of the fact that the Gemara in Yivoma says that it's requirements on Yosef, if it's the Hanoye, he's not Mishadim. To have Anoy. But according to Rashi, that even when he's mishaving to do the Maise, that results in certain Surah Seisea, so it's not considered mishaving now, unless he's mishaving the Surah Seisea. So then it's the terms. Here, he's mishaving to do that Maise, revision. And that results in revision of Hanoi. But it's not mishaving that it should be there Hanoi. So he's mishaving to the Maise, but not to the Tzuras himself, to the Mizore. It's still considered mishaving. But how about he says? He says, Shite, in Beitze. So he says, according to Tzuras, we have to say that by crying, the Yisrael is not an Yisrael of the vision. The Yisrael is an Yisrael Hanoye, full of vision. So maybe it's considered a mishab. You see. Yeah. So maybe it's considered a mishab. As a matter of fact, there are such a shame. The fool, I mean superficially it should appear. And why should a mishab be a mishab of Hanoya through the vision? The mishab should be a mishab of the vision. But if the element of Hanoya is lacking, so it's not a real mishab. Mishab means if you have Hanoya. If you don't have Hanoya from the garment, You're not playing. So then, according to Tzuras, it shouldn't be Dovashim Mishavim. It should be considered Mishavim Mamish. So the Mishavim says, no. But according to Tzuras, it's not a Mishavim Mishe, and the Hanoi is a Tnai in the Mishavim. But the Mishavim is a Mishavim Hanoi. But not a Mishavim Hanoi. It's not that you're not allowed to have Hanoi from flying. You're allowed to sell to life to enjoy. The only reason why not allowed is because of the possibility. Maybe the boy will sell it to a Jew, and then he'll be marshal of the Jew. But otherwise, if not for that possibility, it's mutter to sell. So crying is not just Hanoi. Crying is also the Hanoi full of vision. But the Israel is not the Israel of the vision per se. And the Hanoi being ignited in the Levisha, because if there is no Hanoi, so then it's not a genuine Levisha. No, the Yisra is an Yisra of Hanoi for Levisha. I mean, that sounds strange, but we see that there is such a shit as Rishani. The Ram in Chum in Perigil Anoshe, in the discussion of Reich and Yilzer, the Ram Yilzer, Machwetel, between Rav and Levi, so the Ram says, The Ram is the kasha. How does the Mishnah say, Mechik Sus is Mechik Kidar, Ulvivat, Shalom is Hadmu, Mitli, Bechamon, Beacham, Misachamon, Beacham, Umisachamon, Beacham, so it's Mutter, Buah, Toshim is Hadmu, but it's a situation, all the Shem is Kasha. So cases of that Kasha, please be the Teres, we are dealing with a case where there is no situation. Well, there is no situation. As a matter of fact, I mean, from that Tzuras, it should also be a riot that such a situation is mutter. Because when Tzuras says that we are dealing with cases where there is no discretion, what do you mean there is no discretion? I mean, either Hevanoia or not Hevanoia. But he himself doesn't know. I mean, he's not such a bookie to determine whether as a result of an additional garment, so we'll Hevanoia or not Hevanoia. So that's like it's a mixed case. Anyway, this is the basic fact that we are dealing with a case where he's wearing already a garment, so anyway, he's not sure as whether it will, there will be additional anoia or there will not be additional anoia. That's the basic fact. The Oruch is the Teretz because it's a great shared relationship. Now the question is, now, so we have to explain it. How can we apply the principle of Tikresha Lichasa? What does Tikresha Lichasa mean? Let's say, like someone pouring water over his hands on the lawn of his neighbor. So even though he necessarily promotes the growth of the grass, but he's not interested, he's not concerned with the promotion of the grass of his neighbor. So it's Lichasa. And what would be Tikresha Lichasa if he washes his hands on his own lawn? So he certainly, he divides the personal benefit from the growth of the grass. So, Nihalei means that he is an enemy. So the question is this, Monash, if here we are dealing with the case, it's, let's say, it's 102 degrees, and as a result of putting down, let's say, the beggar, the coat, so he's not going to have anoye, so then, and climbing is on Yosea, Derech Hanoye, so why does the Gemara in Bava Kamma say, it's Osea, it's Muta, Ali Ben Rav Shimon, Dov Hashem is Chavim, it's Muta, but Ali Ben Rav Yudah, it's Osea, should be Muta, Ali Ben Rav Yudah too, it's 102 degrees temperature, in July, and as a result of putting down this extra coat, he will perspire the discomfort, so there is no Hanoye, so even Ali Ben Rav Yudah, it should be Muta. Why does the Gemara in Bava Kamma say it's only Muter, Alive the Rav Shimon, and the Oruch explained that because it's Tikresha Lichasa. Monipsha, if he has Anoye, so it's Tikresha Lichasa, if he doesn't have Anoye, so there is no Maizinisa, so you might have a few days to be Muter. The answer is, even though the Gemara in Bav Gimel, in Yevamos, mentions that Kolayim Zosa, only there are Anoye, the Gemara, according to the Oruch, it doesn't mean Anoye. It means derachim. There's a big difference whether it means derachanoye or it means derachim. The derachim is, suppose it's 102 degrees and I put down a heavy coat. That has life. So hanoye there isn't. But chimum it is alive, it's certainly derachim. So according to the Oruch, when the Gemara Yevamos says derachanoye, because usually when it's chimum there is anoye. But the essential element is not Hanoye, Derechimu. 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 So here we are dealing with the case, let's say it's 100 degrees, and it's Kreshe, the Reyukhaswe. It's even more Yukhaswe, like that. But only a little bit of Shimon is Mutter, but a little bit of Yute. The reason I see this here, because it gives Derechimu, he's not misharing to the king. He's not misharing to the king. Anyway, and the Ram, Yechum, gives the parents that the reason is why Mechik Sus is Mechik Kedarkon, even though it's a Tzikreshe, because Ligabi Yisra Noye, the halacha of Tzikreshe doesn't apply. Ligabi Yisra Noye. So we see from that Ram, as the Rizalevi says, in explaining Pesach, that the reason is why Mechik Sus are allowed to put on a jacket that has climbed according to Rav Shimon, because Rav Shimon is having, even though according to Tosfos, Rav Shimon is having means when he's not mishaving to do the mice, but if he is mishaving to do the mice, that results in a mice, even though he's not mishaving to the result, to the tzura, so he's there, it's considered mishaving mamesh, and here he's mishaving to do the mice. The answer is, the Rizalevi says, according to Tosfos, the Yisrael is not the Yisrael of the Vishay, and Hanoye is just denying the Vishay, because if it's not the Hanoye, so then the Vishay is not a genuine Vishay. The Yisrael is a Yisrael Hanoye. Hanoye is full of Vishay. So in any way, it's not shy to say, he's mishaven to be the Maise. Only if the Yisrael consisted of the Maise, so then it would be considered mishaven Mamish. But the Isa does not consist of the Maisel Odishe. The Isa consists of the Anoye for the Odishe. So Mele, as long as he's not having that Anoye, it's considered Rosh Hashanah. That this is what the Bisalevi is. Now I'm applying this Bisalevi to the Kashe of Chabikileya against stasis exudus. Chabikileya's Kashe against stasis exudus. How does stasis exudus say? How does stasis exudus say that Matis Mul says it's sequential universe? That means it's not Shem Yisrael. And because of that, Tesis has the Kashe and Dor. So why does the Gemara resort to the reason? Because of Tzar. Even without Tzar, it should be Muter. But does imply that Matis Mul is not Yisrael Mamet. It should be Matis Mul. It should be Yisrael Mamet. And Tesis in Yumeda from Dalit says in so many words it's Yisrael Mamet. So there is a Machlekes between Tesis in Yume and Tesis between Tesis in Yume and Tesis in Tzuvetz. So it's told, it should be told in that Machlekes between Rashi and Tesis in Beitzed Atalagirti. How you do it? Milmato and Milo is also. So Rashi says, I live in Rashi and Milmato and Milo is Mutak. Because even though he's mishaven to the Maise, but he's not mishaven to the Tzure. And Teisa says, it's also in my little Rav no matter what. Because mishaven only means to be mishaven to the Maise, not to be mishaven to the Tzure. So in other words, Teisa's Tzure, apparently, we have to say, is in accordance with the Shite of Rashi in Teisa, not in accordance with the Shite of Teisa's in Teisa's Afanahim. Now, here, if the Melochet consisted of squeezing out pus, then it would be a mishalmach. But there is no such meloche squeezing out pus. That's not one of the meloches. The meloche is Pesach, binyan makripatus, the making of the Pesach. Now, so, by squeezing out the pus, he makes a Pesach. That is lahachnis leitzi. But is he mishavim? It should be lahachnis, it should be used. Lahachnis leitzi is not mishavim. So Teisves in Yumed Aflamed Dalet, he agrees with the sheet of Teisves in Beitzed Aflamed Reit Lamed Gimel, that as long as a person is mishavim to the mindset, that results in a certain loche, even though he is not mishavim mamesh to the tzure, or the loche to the result itself, it's still considered mishavim mamesh. So that's why Teisves in Yumed says, Matis Mur said, is considered mishavim mamesh. But Teisves, but Teisves in Yumed's Berin, he agrees with Rashi Shike. He agrees with Rashi Shike in Beitzed Afanah Gimel, that even when he's mishavim to the Maise that results in a certain loche, and as long as he's not mishavim to the result, to the Tzures, so he said, to the Tzures and loche, it's still considered a mishavim. So here, two, the Maise, how is the Pesach formed? By squeezing out. There is no other physical effort. But that results in the Pesach. Is he mishavim to that result? He's not mishavim to that result. So it's considered Dorosh Mishavim.
But then,
that's in regard to Machis Mosi. How about Keife Kriyal and Kosh? Keife Kriyal and Kosh. The Rav says the same thing regarding Keife Kriyal and Kosh. The reason is why it's good there, because it's in discretion in this way. But over there, what's the act of tzedek? What's the act of tzedek? The act of tzedek consists in apprehending. In apprehending the nohosh. In catching the nohosh. Apprehending the nohosh. When he puts, he inverts, he throws the keilah on the nohosh. What's his kavanah? To throw the keilah on the nohosh, to apprehend the nohosh. So it's his kavanah. So, even according to Rashi Shike, that mishavim means mishavim to the Tzuras Amlochet. That's the Tzuras Amlochet too. I mean, how do you catch fish? You take a net and you throw the net in the water, in the ocean, in the river. So here you take a kele and you throw it upon the nohosh. So it's mishavim mamesh. What else is necessary in order to be considered mishavim? So I think that the reason is why, according to the Oruch and according to Tzvetz and Ksuvetz, Even though this Bhagavad Gita doesn't mention Sadhana, she only mentions Mahatma, but the two are equated with each other. So, but all it does mention is because the Nuraha state there consists in doing an act whereby you apprehend the animal for good, permanent. Now let's say, if you spread a net, if you throw a net in the ocean, so then the fish gets into the net, gets into the mitzvah. So that's apprehending the fish permanently. And even if he decides afterwards to release the fish from the net, so the fish is released through the other act, that he takes it out from the net. But the act of putting the net in the water is an act whereby you are going to apprehend the fish on a permanent basis. So that's considered safe. Now here too, he's mishaving to do the malice of Tzedek by throwing the kele on the nohosh. But easy. Suppose that kele would be such a kind of a kele, let's say it's an automatic kele, and let's say with the time clock, it's attached, it's plugged in, and that kele is plugged in, and let's say half an hour later, so by itself, that kele will lift itself from the nohosh, and the nohosh will be released. So then he will not be chayav mishitzah. If a person will do that kind of act of tzedek, that it will not, this act will not apprehend the animal for good permanently, it's not the ma'aseh tzedek in the heart. Where is the ma'aseh tzedek if you do that kind of an act, that for good it will become apprehended, even though your desire is not that the animal, the tzvi, let's say, should be kept restrained for good. But it doesn't matter. Since you have to do a certain act in order to give the tzvi freedom, so that means that the mitzvah itself is an act whereby you restrain and you apprehend the tzvi, the deer permanent. But suppose you throw a kele, let's say the kele is plugged in, and then, by throwing the kele, you know that 5 minutes later, so the kele will lift itself. But you do it because you don't care. You only want to be protected while you pass by the road, so that the nohosh will not be in a position to bite you. That's all. So then, and if you do this kind of kriyas kele, that by itself, it will not remain permanently, so the mele, it's not an act of tzedek in the rice. The drachon will probably be also anyway. So the mele, according to Rashi, that mishavi means, not only should be mishavi to the act that results in a certain way, but he should be mishavi to the result itself, to the tzuras amloche. Now, it seems it's an essential element in the tzuras amloche of tzedek to restrain the animal permanently. Is his kavone to restrain the animal, the nohosh, permanently? He doesn't care. He is only interested that while he passes by, the nohosh should be apprehended. Half an hour later, he doesn't care. Let the nohosh itself pick up the kele. He doesn't care. So the mele, it's a nohosh in his chavim. He's not in his chavim to the tzuras amloche. So the mele, it's a tzikajuli person. Now, so one thing remains difficult now. Now, according to that, so we have to apply this alone. So there is a machlekes between Rashi and Tosfos as to whether the halacha of mishavi means just mishavi to the ma'ase, or not to the tzuras amloche, or in order to be considered mishavi mamesh, it has to be mishavi not just to the ma'ase that results in the amloche, but it has to be mishavi to the result itself, to the tzuras amloche. Now, Tisha Shiti is just to the mice, not to the Tzuras Amloche. Rashi Shiti is to the Tzuras Amloche. Now, the Rambam passes Rabbi Yudis in of Haim Durfe, Mio Mato Limaios, Even though the Rambam passes like Rashi Menz, obviously the Rambam agrees in the Sheet of Basis. So that means that it's considered Dovah Hashem Mishavim, even though he's Mishavim to do the Maisi. It's considered Mishavim Mamish. It's not considered Dovah Hashem Mishavim. But it's considered Mishavim Mamish, even though he's not Mishavim to the Tzoros Amohe. But the Sefer says he's Mishavim to the Maisi. So how could the Rambam pass in the law of Matis Mose and the Rambam, and then for the Rambam has to be on the basis of secretion? You don't have to say that the Rambam Shita is completely like all the Tigma and the Rabbanon level. We can accept the Chaim's Darets and say that the Rambam Shita is like the being Suvets. That only on the Raisa level the Rambam agrees with all. But on the Rabbanon level, he doesn't agree. We don't have to say that the Rambam agrees with everything also. But the Chol HaPoches, in order to explain the Rambam, we have to say that the Rambam, the Chol HaPoches, agrees with all Shita and the Raisa level. Otherwise, he couldn't pass through the Tlachis Moses, his mother, even the Mokitzare, after all the Rambam passes like a Mude, that Mokitz Michal Gufo is higher. But the Rambam Shita is like Tainzves. And the point of Tainzves, Dovah Sheim Mishavim means he's not Mishavim to the Maise. But if he is Mishavim to the Maise, even though he's not Mishavim to the Tzoros Amohe, it's considered Mishavim Mamesh. It's considered Mishavim Mamesh. The reality is that he mentions Ravida's Din, no matter what my author. So in order to explain the Rambam, so we have to say that actually, and Rashi, there are two Asodes. One Asodi is the Asodi by Tzoros. That is how much. The other Asodi is expression. So in order to answer Rashi, so we have to say, first of all, Rashi Shita means that Mishavim Mamish means Mishavim to the Tzoros Amohe. Not just Mishavim to the Maise that results in one. But then there's another Kashi, it's a Mishavim, but it's a Sikhaishi. So then we have to, in order to explain Rashi Shita, we have to say that Rashi Shita means Roche, that where the same Roche can, where the same act can be done without resulting in the Roche, so if he does it in such a way that it necessarily results in the Roche, it's still not a situation. That's Rashi Shita, but that's not the Rambam Shita. So maybe the Rambam could agree with Tetzves, could agree with Rashi, that Mishavim Mamesh means not only Mishavim to the Maise, Mishavim to the Tzura. So then, why does the Rambam pass through Abhidah's being that no matter what Maile is not there? The answer is, he's not there on the basis of secretion. And secretion was there. But Rashi, the Shita is, that as long as the same act can be done, not in such a way that it will not entail a Merochet, so even if it's done in such a way that it necessarily entails a Merochet, it's still not a situation. That's Rashi Shita in Zvachim, but that's not the Rambam Shita in Zvachim. So, but the Rambam can agree with Rashi on this question that Mishavim means not only Mishavim to the Maise, but Mishavim to the Tzoros Amohe as well. Okay. You want to test me,
sir? Well, not just to fish the Lucasay then.
Right.
Not the smartest in the basement.
Because you're in the same, yeah. The whole same is true. Jesus also says this is the same.
And Rashi too will say over here about the smartest in the basement.
No, but Rashi she thinks because you're in the same style. Rashi and Shah.
So what about not the smartest?
So because of the Lucasay, it's called Lucas. Because the Lucasay is here. Yes.
So let me change it out. So let me point it out to Rambam. The Rashi should have no relation to the Rashi.
No, but the same thing is we have the problem of the Rashi. So why is it put there from the point of view of the Rashi? Because since an expert can squeeze out the pus without being made down, so even someone who's not an expert is also allowed to do it. That's in accordance with Rashi Shita is working. Mm-hmm. So, Pirat Smita should also be moved down, even if somebody is definitely not involved, but since rape teammate, so it does not necessarily entail it. the doing of Habure, so the male leading someone is definitely not a Mokhi, should also be Mokhi. Definitely more Mokhi. Which vitamin? There are so many vitamins. Which vitamin are you referring to? The vitamin A.
Yeah.
All right, you also have
the vitamin.
Well, way, I mean, you don't have to worry about way altogether. And even about human, you don't have to worry. Because it's with some other skeleton, it's a little bit of a colossal. And Shabbat Shabbat Shalosson is only Yosea with the Rabbonon, and the Shabbat is only Mutea, but here, if someone is not a Shabbat in the Sakone, it's also Mutea, because it's also Nitzum Achel Skele. So you don't
have to... There's no problem with Parodos between the two?
No, it's Nitzum Achel Skele. The extract from the liver is changed chemically, that it's not all like this. It's not in all like this.
So it's dry,
dry. That's right, that's right.
Sure, guys, vitamins have wheat germ in them too?
Right.
The wheat germ, some vitamins have wheat germ.
Wheat germ? Well, I mean, you mean about Pesach?
No, about Chodesh.
No, Chodesh, of course, no problem. I mean, about Pesach, so then there's a problem because certain vitamins, like vitamin D, are made from yeast. And the sheep is arriving, so the problem with Gabi Pesach is because the sheep is arriving is that the Gabi is coming, so there is no aloha of Yisra Machel Shalom. Because every Seder is Yisra Machel Shalom, it's still the Torah aspect. But like this, I mean,
so I don't have to, I could just say with water.
Okay. Everybody from the vitamin. Amazing. Those aren't there, so now Rebbe, according to Tosfos, well, according to Tosfos, so Rebbe explained the first lush on the basis that it's the lush answer for the Bukha, and that it's the suffix of Gracia, so therefore the Makom Mitzvah, it's Mutter. So,
in other words, so suffix of Gracia should be Mutter in the lush answer for the Bukha.
So why does Tosfos have to resort to the Makom Mitzvah? It's a Sfek of the Rabbanim.
Right.
It's a Sfek of the Rabbanim, so why do you have to resort to the Makom Mitzvah? It's a Sfek of the Rabbanim, unless that Tosfos is Shita. You don't say expect it to have done cool by not a strange with it, you know? Like Russian.
Oh, right. Okay. Okay, we have to say that.
According to that Russian.
Oh, okay, alright.
But Lamai said it could be Mako?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The main problem I have is that by a Karobus, they said it was also by now.
No, I mean, it's Hishma Cheskel, so it's Hishma Cheskel.
That's
it.
Right.